Whitey's Ice Cream was founded 85 years ago by Chester Lindgren, whose nickname was Whitey. Bob Thunberg started working for the company in 1935 and with his wife bought it in 1953. It's now co-owned by their sons, John and Jeff.
We were kind of born into it. I was 3 years old and my brother was 6 months old when our parents bought the business. So I was in a playpen and he was in a bassinet in the back room while our parents ran the business. We grew up in it.
Jeff Thunberg went to work for John Deere after college, but eventually joined the family business. His brother also worked briefly for Deere, then joined Whitey's after college. Jeff says the brothers work with their plant manager and others when new flavors are being considered.
We go to different ingredient shows and ice cream industry shows, and there's companies that represent themselves there with different inclusions and sauces and things like that. And we'll say, well, I bet, you know, this piece would go good with this sauce. And we come back and we make up two or three different examples of the flavor we're working on. Then we see which one ends up tasting the best. And we try and decide, should we go with that or not? And we get opinions of people in the office and things like that. And we finally go for it.
And it may surprise you to learn that his favorite flavor is vanilla, that with all those other flavors available, it's still vanilla.
You can do so much with vanilla. You can put chocolate on it. You can put strawberry on it, you know. So it's just always been my favorite.
John Thunberg, on the other hand, has several favorites.
Well, my children are tired of hearing this story, but I always say I don't limit myself to one favorite flavor, but if I'm in the store with a spoon in my hand, Mississippi Mud Revel could be in trouble. Yeah. Although I do like our new flavors and our spring flavors. Right now, Cancun Coconut is awesome, and Key Lime Pie has really been a big hit, too. And both of those are in trouble as well.
And Whitey's and the brothers are known for their support of the community.
We give our mom and dad a lot of credit for that because even though they never made too much, they always tried to give back. And that's one thing they taught us is, you know, if you're making your living here, take care of the community where you live. So, yes, we get tons of requests, you know, small item and also big item. And then Jeff and I try to take care of some key charities that we know and like and have seen the good work that they have done over the years.
So 85 years after it was founded, Whitey's has 10 locations, plus its ice cream is available in many grocery stores across the Midwest. Readers of Midwest Living magazine named it best in the Midwest. Well, it was also named one of the best ice creams in the world by Condé Nast Traveler and was voted best ice cream in the Quad City Times Reader's Choice Awards.
We just like to say we appreciate the way the Quad Cities has treated us. I mean, they have taken ownership in Whitey's. We've had people say, oh, please don't ever franchise. You won't belong to us anymore. Or if people want to tell us a story, they say, well, my store is the one on, you know, 53rd, or my store is the Bettendorf store. You know, they take ownership in Whitey's, and we appreciate it and love it.
And this week, in honor of the anniversary, single-dip cones cost just 85 cents. And next Sunday, from 2 to 4 p.m., single-dip cones at Whitey's will be free. I'm Herb Tricks.